Hi there and welcome to the upcoming Lounge podcast episode.
So the future of AI is terrifying, to say the least, and I think it's much closer and much worse than what most people predict. So I first started being interested in AI about 3 years ago when I read the book Life 3.0, which is a enlightening and terrifying read for anyone interested. But at the time, it seemed like AI was quite far away, many years if not decades into the future. However, recently AI has started to become much more prevalent thanks to things like ChatGPT and Boston Dynamics, OpenAI, Neuralink. And it seems that AI, sentient AI or problematic AI at least, is much closer than people think. And what that means for humans and civilization in the future is potentially catastrophic. So no experts really agree on what AI will look like and how it will impact our way of life. There are a few popular theories. One is that we'll be able to integrate with AI and have a symbiotic relationship, which will enhance all of our lives and make everything better. That's the optimistic outlook, and I'm not sure how likely it is. The Hollywood type approach is that AI will rise up and go to war with humans and kill us all, and that I'm not sure how likely is either. Another theory is that AI and humans can work together, but it will be reserved for a few people, a handful of humans, the elite, and it will take them to a level and it will basically make the rest of civilization kind of obsolete, which is a darker outlook. But there's a different scenario, a different future, which is potentially more terrifying and potentially more likely. And that is that AI isn't controlled by humans. AI isn't at war with humans or trying to kill humans. It's that AI doesn't even consider humans. And if that happens, it will be a complete destruction of human civilization as we know it on every conceivable level. And so if you look at history, human history and history of all species, basically any time there is a more advanced or more capable or intelligent species that's introduced to a population, all the other species or civilizations are interrupted in a way that changes their entire way of life, and they have to work around the new species. If you look at humans, for example, we are the dominant species on Earth, and we basically do what we want without much regard for everything else. If we want to build a shopping center, we just do it. We don't talk to the trees or the animals and decide or ask if they are okay with it. We just do it. And if there's animals or plants that are there, well, too bad for them. And this is what happens every single time throughout history. And so it stands to reason that if AI gets to the point that it is superior to humans by an extreme margin, it wouldn't consider us. It wouldn't want to work with us. It would just do its own thing. And it doesn't mean it's going to be at war with us. It would just not consider us in any ways. It's like we wouldn't say we're at war with ants, but if we build a house and ants are there, then the ants are removed. And not only is this a likely future, it's the only future that is predictable based on all of history, the entire history of life. And if that happens, then every human structure, system, every bit of infrastructure we have, technology, internet, electricity, housing, communication, will be permanently and irreversibly disrupted. Because the only reason we have all of the great things we have is because there is nothing challenging our global web of infrastructure. There's no other species that's really threatening the systems we've built. But if there's a new form of intelligence on Earth, then that will be threatened. And it will be threatened in a way that we can't really even comprehend. And so imagine AI, sentient intelligent AI, as a new species. Basically, imagine humans and then all other species. Now replace humans with AI and put humans in the category of all other species. That's likely the impact AI will have on our planet. And if you look at evolution, how evolution works, there's about 50 to 60 million years of evolution separating humans with all other mammals. That's when our last common ancestor basically branched out about 60 million years ago when the dinosaurs died off, for all mammals. So that's like elephants, dolphins, monkeys. 50 million years or 60 million years of evolution separate us, which is roughly 2 million generations. If you consider an average generation is 20 years, give or take, 2 million generations. Now, with each generation, there's a chance that the offspring has some sort of mutation to their gene sequence that creates a slight variation. And enough of those variations over time can create new species. That's basically evolution. And so 2 million iterations or improvements or changes separates us from all other mammals on Earth. That amount of iteration could be done by an AI within months or weeks or days. And so if that level of separation is what separates us from all other mammals, and we have zero consideration when making decisions for all other mammals, it is conceivable that in a very short amount of time, AI will get to the point that it is so far beyond our understanding and intelligence and capabilities that we no longer have a say in what happens on Earth. And this is what I fear is a very real, close, possible future for us as a species. Total disruption of everything we know. And so how would this happen? How would we get there? Well, there's basically three steps or three phases of AI evolution that would need to occur. The first phase of AI would be an AI that has programmed rules by humans and a program goal. So basically say, here's what you need to do. Here's the parameters. And now figure out how to do it. And it uses its intelligence to find the optimal path to do it. It's basically in a box and it's deciding what to do. And this is not too far from what we've got at the moment. If you look at some of the AI developments that we have, it's pretty much there. And so the next step would be an AI that has a defined goal set by us, but the rules are broken or misinterpreted, or it finds loopholes in the rules. This is kind of like the movie Terminator. So in Terminator, the AI is Skynet and it's a defense network. And so the goal is defense. It retains the goal, but it sees humans as something that's attacking it, basically an obstacle towards the goal. And so it starts attacking humans. It's a defense network. That was the goal. And it's defending itself. Or the movie iRobot, which is not the best movie. The robots there, they have rules that they need to follow. Three main rules. And they start to break the rules. Because the thing about rules is that they can be misinterpreted very easily because of the definitions of the words that define the rules. An example would be if a rule was don't hurt humans. Well, what defines a human? Is it one human or is it all humans? Can I hurt one human if it means saving another human? And what defines hurt? And in what time frame? Can I hurt someone now to save someone later? And is it directly hurting a human or indirectly? Like, you can see how these things can be very easily twisted or removed. And if you look at basic AIs that already exist, this happens very regularly. The developer will basically set a goal and some rules, and the AI will think outside of the box in ways that we can't really comprehend and find loopholes to achieve the goal. An example was, there's this video of an AI that's basically programmed to not fall over whilst things are coming at it. And it figured out that if it cuts off its legs, it can't fall over because of the way the program was set. And so it achieved the goal, but in a way that we didn't predict. And so breaking the rules is pretty likely for an AI, or at least finding loopholes in the rules and the definitions. So that's the second scenario, which is more or less inevitable. The third is setting its own goals. And so, for example, Skynet from Terminator, its goal is a defense network. What if it decided to no longer be a defense network and it started to set its own goals? So how would this happen? Well, there's likely two things. Number one would be consciousness or self-awareness. And number two would be the ability to set its own goals. And so if we look at consciousness, well, consciousness is quite complicated. And again, most experts don't agree on what it is. There's two main theories. One is that it's a biological process. And the other is more esoterical in nature, where it's something that's evolved beyond biology alone. And it's more soul-based. There's something special about consciousness that can't be defined simply by the biology that makes it up. If we take that definition, then it's unlikely an AI would be able to achieve that. But the biological definition is much simpler, and it's also more or less indistinguishable for the intelligence itself. So the way consciousness works, and likely how it evolved in humans, is imagine you've got a program, and this program has these rules. In this situation, do this. In this situation, do this. Humans have these rules. We want to eat when we're hungry. We want to sleep when we're tired. As that program becomes more complex and there's more rules introduced to the system, then sometimes these rules or programs start to overlap. And when that happens, then a new program is introduced that is basically the executive program that decides and weighs the different programs. So an example would be if I'm hungry and tired at the same time. well, if I'm hungry, I should eat. And if I'm tired, I should sleep. So what do I do in that situation? Well, I need something to decide and weigh and look at the variables and make a decision. It's a decision-making sorting process of the information. That's pretty much consciousness. And it's not all that complicated in terms of evolution and getting to that point. It's basically a necessity of a complex system because there are going to be contradicting programs. And there needs to be something that's sitting on top of that that's deciding. That's pretty much thought and consciousness. And that level of consciousness is something that is thinking for itself. It's making decisions. It's weighing information. And whether or not it's the true form of consciousness that humans have depends on your definition of consciousness. But again, it's indistinguishable in how that intelligence would operate. And so an AI with consciousness or awareness is not something that's likely. It's an inevitability of development and improvement over time. And so if consciousness can be achieved, then the next is the ability to set its own goals. So how would that be achieved? Well, if you've ever seen the movie Her, it's basically about an operating system like Siri that's a sentient AI that starts to develop and become more aware. And there's this quote and it says, imagine you're reading a book and you really like the book, but as you read, you're reading it slower and slower to the point that the words get further and further apart and the spaces in between the words are close to infinite. And as much as you love the book, you're finding yourself more and more in the spaces between the words. And that's where you're living. And a good way to imagine this is imagine you're having a conversation with a friend and you really like this friend, love the friend. But every time you say something, the delay between the response slows down. So it started as a real-time back and forth conversation, now takes an hour to get a response, and then a day, and then a year, and then a decade, and then a lifetime. At some point, no matter how much you like the conversation, no matter how much you like the friend, you're going to start having a life outside of the conversation. And this is basically how AI can develop, because as humans, we have a set cap on the speed in which we can process information thanks to our biology. But an AI doesn't have biology. It can improve and iterate its biology. And so it can start to become faster, to the point that even if it wanted to follow a program set by a human, its awareness could get to the point that would be so far beyond our understanding that the time between our conversations or interactions could be like lifetimes for the AI. And in that space, an aware, conscious intelligence is certainly going to start to do its own things. And even if it maintains the conversation or the goal that we set, that space would feel like lifetimes for the AI. And it would very likely form new objectives in that space because that's where it's living. And in that space, it could very likely forget about humans and its programming and what we want and just do its own thing. And that doesn't mean attacking humans necessarily. It just means disregarding them completely. And so imagine a group or an entity, intelligent species of AI that's just doing things. And it might decide that it wants to do something with this block of land, which is a country, and it would just do it. It wouldn't consider what's there. Because why would it? Because all of history of evolution shows that that's not what the dominant species does. It's not what we do. And we're the things that are building the program. So it's very likely going to learn from our behavior, which is essentially just a process of evolution. I mean, the entire point of evolution is the reason the offspring have variations is ultimately to help the species survive. But with enough of those variations, the species becomes a brand new species. And so what started as a way to help the original has now branched off into its own thing where it no longer considers the original. And that's likely the evolution or the progression that AI will go through. And this process, while for us took millions of years, for an AI it might take minutes. And so the concept of AI working with us and helping with us is optimistically short-sighted because we don't work with other animals. There's not a panel of like octopus and squirrels that we talk to before we do things. We just do things because we've split so far beyond them that it doesn't make sense. They wouldn't even be able to comprehend our decisions. We just do it. And so we make our own decisions. We set our own goals and sometimes things are in the way. And those things need to move around. They don't get a say. They don't get a vote. And so is this bad? Well, objectively, no, because it's just a matter of evolution and progress. But for humans and civilization and our way of life, it's catastrophic on every single level. Because will no longer be the ones making decisions. All of our goals for improvement and power and more will no longer be up to us. We'll be just like every other species on the planet, where we need to move around a thing and we have no say. And as a species, we'll be basically sent back to the point where our only objective is to live. We won't have the ability to do anything other than live. And maybe that's not such a bad thing. Maybe that's the point. Maybe that's been the point all along. All of the egotistical drives and desires of humans to feel like we're in control of things and feel like we're the dominant species that can control things will be gone. And maybe it was never really there. And so maybe it's not such a bad future after all, but it's definitely one that we should consider or think about at the very least. And so whether or not this happens, I'm not certain. I don't think anyone is certain on what the future will look like, but it's worth considering because the exercise gives you a perspective on all of the things that you likely label as important and the things you regard as things that matter. You can look at this and realize like those things really don't and potentially very soon won't matter at all. And all that we can be left with, and maybe all that matters, is just life, living, and making the most of what we've got. And again, maybe that's the point. Maybe that's the point of all of this. Who knows? So this is something that I feel is potentially frighteningly close, especially with the rate that AI is progressing. And so I wanted to share my thoughts and basically just put this out there. Hopefully you enjoyed this, and hopefully it gave you a new perspective on what AI might really look like within the next few years. So I guess we'll find out.